WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Country crossover singers Randy Travis and Dwight Yoakam each have new albums, and rock critic Ken Tucker has reviews of both. Yoakam's is called Buenos Noches from a Lonely Room, and here's Travis from his called Old 8x10.
It's written in stone how I feel for you. It's written in stone what I want to do. Spend my life and the life hereafter loving you. And darling, if we live to be 100, or if we don't make it half that long, I want you to know what I feel for you is written in stone.
A year ago, I reviewed Randy Travis and Dwight Yoakam as hot newcomers who were going to shake up that capital of country conservatism, Nashville. Now, 12 months later, Travis and Yoakam are the establishment to a great degree. Their albums sell so much better than those of most country artists that Billboard magazine includes their records on its pop album chart. These guys are bestsellers in the same league as Van Halen or Huey Lewis in the News. But the question is, having made this commercial breakthrough, do their new albums extend their musical art, or do they just repeat the now established styles that first caught our attention?
I've had to buy back damn near everything I own from a little man whose name is Saul and has a lot of money to loan. I drive a beat up 67 Chevrolet, hey, hey. With a torn up seat, pokes brand new hole in my back near every day.
That's I Got You from Dwight Yoakam's Buenos Noches from a Lonely Room. It's a much darker, more brooding album than his previous record, and it's one that clarifies his position. Dwight Yoakam is the Raymond Chandler of country, writing elliptical, hard-boiled lyrics about death and despair, singing them in a clipped, almost curt manner. He pulls his cowboy hat way down over his forehead so that all you see of his eyes is an occasional flinty glare. He's living out some pop music version of a Clint Eastwood Western. All of this verges on self-parody, and in some respects, Buenos Noches from a Lonely Room is a ridiculous record. And at least once, it's an offensive one. When on the album's title song, Yoakam imagines hunting down a woman who left him for another man and shooting her with cold-blooded deliberation. Yoakam has fatuously claimed in interviews that the song is based on a real-life situation, minus the murderous climax, of course, and that will only add to his tough guy mystique. The most pleasurable music on this record, however, is a duet Yoakam sings with his boyhood idol, Buck Owens. Many of you may know Buck only from his time as the co-host of Hee Haw on TV, but please don't hold that against him. Owens used to be a fine record maker, and this song, called Streets of Bakersfield, reminds us of that.
I came here looking for couldn't find anywhere else. Hey, I'm not trying to be nobody. I just want a chance to be myself. I've spent 1,000 miles of coming. Yes, I've worn blisters on my heel. Trying to find me something better here on the streets of Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield?
In contrast to Yoakam, Randy Travis is almost simple-mindedly unaffected. He's got a big, sleepy voice and big, sleepy eyes set in a small face that sits atop big, beefy shoulders. A quiet, reserved fellow, the most Travis's record company can squeeze out of him as a publicity angle is that he pumps iron after a concert instead of downing a few beers. Singing about true love and strong families, Travis is an even bigger star than Yoakam right now. He's a country achiever for the 30-something crowd.
Well, I've heard those city singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but
I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall. And that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
Randy Travis's lockjaw howl is reminiscent of the country greats of a previous generation, George Jones, Merle Haggard, Webb Pierce. What's different about him and what's ultimately limiting about his music is the very fact that it is such a self-conscious throwback, so persistently an echo of a style rather than a new style, which was what Jones and Haggard and Pierce were exploring. This term is terribly overused, but Randy Travis really is a postmodern country star. He summons up the past and presents it to us as the future.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. This is Fresh Air.